Yeah, not just bad stuff either, but you know.
No, yeah, he wants me some. Come here.
Hey, Jeff, you should introduce your dog to the world.
That's Reggie barking right now.
Yeah. Reggie.
Reggie's a good dog.
Yeah. Reggie is a good dog.
I actually named him after a band that was named after a dog. Reggie and the Full Effect.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
That's stupid amount of knowledge came in handy there.
My lack of it just went over my head. That's cool.
I haven't heard of the Reggie in the Full Effect and the Reggie in the Full in fucking years.
What were they?
I don't know. MC Chris used to sample them a lot.
Okay. They're, if I were to describe them, they're kind of like punk rock synth pop stuff. Like the dude, he used to play keyboards for the Get Up Kids.
Okay.
And he just kind of split off personality-wise doing whatever he wanted. So, I saw them at the Troubadour a few years ago. He did three acts that night because he has Fluctuation, which is like English, British, pop, techno music.
Yeah.
And then Common Denominator, which is like his German techno metal.
And then I was going to say, I've heard of that, and that doesn't seem like it should go in a techno pop night. Wow.
We're getting back to that subgenre thing again.
Yeah, true.
But, I mean, and he puts like those all on one record, you know, and it'll say like whatever the song is by Fluctuation, and it's all him. It's just, it's funny as shit.
Yeah, that's
and now awesome. You have a dog named after it.
Yes, yes. Well, his band, the keyboard player is James Dewey's, and he named the band after his dog. And so I ended up naming my dog after his band, which was named his dog.
No thought in the band name. I'm just going to name it after my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
Well, yeah.
Boots, come here. Boots. Sparkle.
I mean, what's a Foo Fighter really? As much as I love that band,
they were pilots.
Yeah,
pilots in what, World War II?
Fought Japanese.
Yeah. No, they weren't pilots. They were like lightning balls. Like,
okay,
they were unidentified flying objects. Oh, that pilots would see.
The pilots would see them. Yeah, they call them Foo Fighters. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And they thought they were like the secret Nazi airships or whatever.
Yeah, because they didn't know what the hell was going on back then. I mean, everybody was pulling out secret-ass weapons. You know, no one knew what the fuck it was.
Yeah, rockets and shit.
Yeah, rockets and stuff.
And shit.
And Zeppelins. I'm going to sneak in with a big balloon. Bomb these guys.
What are some of my favorite documentaries to watch on Netflix? Like the Ancient Aliens or...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, actually... Little knowledge for you guys. Uh-huh. My family is deep in the space division. My grandpa was actually like interviewed by Walter Cronkite and stuff.
Oh crap! Are we going to get abducted by the government?
Well, it depends on what I say on the air. Here. there's some family secrets. I don't know.
I bought you Burger King before we came over here, and I tried to feed you. So just keep
and I
that
said
in
no
mind.
Onions, but there was onions hanging out of that fucking thing. And I want the brown M&Ms that Ozzy didn't want.
But does it have to be in a brandy glass and be 1,000 of them before you come on?
No.
Okay.
No, I want like a Jack Daniels glass.
A Jack Daniels glass. That's, yeah. That could be a range chef. Right?
I have a few.
Yeah, so there we go.
I need some alcohol.
I got those those Jack Daniel Christmas packs. So it's like the Jack Daniel bottle and then the tumblers with them.
Yeah, you know what? I got two of those this last week by customers as tips. Yeah, seriously, it comes with like a fifth of Jack, the tumbler, and like a shot glass, right? Yeah, I got two of those the last like couple of days as tips.
That's awesome.
It's great, right, man. On. I'm like, man, I get wasted and I don't have to do dishes. That's fucking rad.
Why even use a glass? Just drink it out of the bottle.
Well, yeah, I know, but I have a lady right now.
Okay. Yeah. She's classy.
Gotta keep it classy.
Yeah, you know. Although she'd probably drink right out of the bottle as well.
Don't drink out of the bottle and don't light your farts until they leave.
Yeah, until, yeah.
Well,
I've never been able to successfully light one of my farts on fire.
Oh, that's dangerous. Don't. I've done it a couple times and it hurts. It hurts. Especially because they don't blow out. 9 times out of 10, they don't blow out like on the movies. You get like a rippled fire mohawk that goes up and it just singes all your ass hair and shit right up your nuts. It hurts. Yeah. Especially because not only that, but most of the time it'll go out quick. but you're so freaked out, what do you start doing? Start hitting your own fucking nuts. Slap it, try to put it out. Yeah. And it's usually those kind that happen so quick, and then it takes a second afterwards. You're like, oh, man, I'm not on fire. Oh, shit. Start getting those side pains. And you realize you can't get pissed off at anybody. No one hit you in the balls. You hit yourself in the balls. Yeah, don't let your ass on fire.
Oh, that is perfect. Right on. So
so your grandpa was in aviation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he have experience with lighting farts on fire?
You know what? Knowing him, yeah. Him and my grandma, they were the typical like steel worker people. They'd get up in the morning and start smoking, drinking coffee until about 4 PM, and then go on to liquor until they passed out at night. They still do, really. I don't think they smoke anymore, but yeah, they still got down on the booze, and they're like 88 and 89 or something.
Oh man, that's hardcore.
I come from a family of drinkers, man. That's for damn sure. Shit, my dad's got a Budweiser tattoo. Right?
He's got all of the Marlboro fucking line of old.
Yeah, from the Marlboro Miles and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what they're
called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God. Man, the amount of backpacks my parents have.
Yeah. I still have a set of walkie talkies from that shit.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah. That's how we would communicate when we go like carpooling down to shows, because cell phones weren't even really affordable back then. So we had the little walkie-talkie to go back. I found him. I was like, dude, this would be so cool. Well, we got text messages now. What the fuck do I need these for? I was going to bust them out on a road trip. I'm like, this would be stupid, man. I get laughed at or something. Walkie-talkie. You know, you got any more than like 4 car lengths of, in between each other, you couldn't hear each other anyways. Thanks, Marlboro.
Breaker, breaker. This is Marlboro Man.
Coming. Yeah. This is Cottonmouth.